Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to start today's program with events upcoming at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. AC Entertainment presents Damon Albarn on June 12th. The show had been scheduled for Memorial Auditorium, but it has been moved to Lincoln Theater, same night, same time. All tickets already purchased will be honored at the door. The 2014 Miss North Carolina Scholarship Pageant is right around the corner. It's scheduled for June 17th through the 21st at Memorial Auditorium. The reigning Miss North Carolina is Jonna Edmonds, a graduate of North Carolina State University, where she obtained a Bachelor of Science degree in accounting with a concentration in financial analysis and a minor in Spanish language and literatures. Other Desert Cities, part of Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night series, is set for June 18th through the 29th at Kennedy Theater. So what is Other Desert Cities about? Brooke Wyeth returns home to Palm Springs after a six-year absence to celebrate Christmas with her parents, brother, and aunt, and to announce that she is about to publish a memoir dredging up a pivotal and tragic event in the family's history, a wound they don't want reopened. In effect, she draws a line in the sand and dares them all to cross it. This is for mature audiences due to adult language. The rescheduled performance of Under the Street Lamp from Broadway's Series South will be held June 18th at Mamandi Concert Hall. With their unique style and modern Rat Pack persona, Under the Street Lamp brings the American Radio Songbook to a whole new level. With the mantra, "Retro never sounded so now," these four extremely talented and charismatic former cast members of the Tony Award-winning Broadway musical Jersey Boys provide an electrifying concert. The following events are scheduled during the month of July. July 9th through the 20th, Parade, Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night series at Kennedy Theater. Also July 9th through the 20th, How I Became a Pirate. That's brought to you by Broadway Series South. It's at Fletcher Opera Theater. July 26th, Summer Intensive with the Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. And July 29th through August 3rd, Disney's Little Mermaid. North Carolina Theater presents that and is at Memorial Auditorium. Turning to PNC Arena, the Bruno Mars Moonshine Jungle World Tour is set for Saturday, June 14th at PNC. Renowned singer, songwriter, producer, musician Bruno Mars will bring his eagerly anticipated Moonshine Jungle World Tour to PNC Arena. The Grammy-winning global superstar will be joined by Allo Black. With 130 million singles sold worldwide, the 18-time Grammy Award nominee and winner has made music history more than once, including such milestones as scoring his first five Billboard Hot 100 chart toppers faster than any male solo artist since Elvis Presley. Ticket prices are $39.50, $49.50, $79.50, and $99.50. Tickets can be purchased online at the PNCArena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. There is also a parking fee at PNC Arena. Katy Perry's Prismatic World Tour will invade PNC Arena June 22nd for a 7 p.m. concert. The Prismatic World Tour is a colorful show that will bring you all the songs you know, as well as ones from her album Prism. The following artists are also part of the concert: Capital Cities, Kacey Musgraves, and Tegan and Sarah. The state-of-the-art stage, specifically designed by Katie for the Prismatic World Tour, allows her to get closer to her fans than ever before. The one-of-a-kind set design will provide concert-goers with a truly magical experience from every angle in the arena. Ticket prices are $29.50, $46, $80.50, and $125.50. Tickets can be purchased online at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, and, of course, by phone at 1-800-745-3000. There's also a parking fee. Again, that's Katy Perry at PNC Arena on June 22nd. Also next month, Marvel Universe Live is coming to PNC Arena July 18th through the 20th. Marvel fans assemble. Marvel Universe Live is taking the live entertainment experience to a whole new level with a mind-blowing show unlike anything you've seen before. Watch your favorite Marvel superheroes, including Spider-Man, The Avengers, Iron Man, Hulk, and more. And threatening villains come to life in an action-packed arena extravaganza coming to cities around North America. You'll definitely feel the energy with cutting-edge special effects, pyrotechnics, aerial stunts, martial arts, motorcycles, and more. It's being hailed as the most technically advanced live show ever. Tickets are $40, $60, $90, and $120. There's also a parking fee at PNC Arena. You can call about tickets 1-800-745-3000. Moving on to the Durham Performing Arts Center, June 29th. You can call 919-680-2787 for tickets to see Julianne and Derek Hough live on stage. Superstar siblings Julianne and Derek Hough will star in their own all-new dance production, Move Live, on tour. The show will be a complete stage production with sets, costumes, and a cast of talented dancers, with the Huffs headlining in solo, duet, and group performances in styles ranging from ballroom and tap to salsa and hip-hop and everything in between. American Idol Live, July 13th at DPAC in Durham. No other show in TV history has proven to be a force like American Idol. Fans of the hit series can see this season's talented top 10 finalists live when the American Idol Live Tour returns this summer. American Idol Live gives fans the unique opportunity to be close up or up close and personal with season 13 finalists. Of course, this year's winner is Caleb Johnson, who calls Asheville, North Carolina, home. Here are some upcoming events at Carrie's Cocobooth Amphitheater. On Friday, June 13th, Outback Concerts presents Amos Lee, Mountains of Sorrow, Rivers of Song Tour with special guest Lake Street Drive. The North Carolina Symphony Summerfest 2014 presents Cirque de la Symphony Saturday, June 14th at 7:30 p.m. William Henry Curry, resident conductor and Summerfest artistic director. Ticket prices are inclusive of tax. Lawn price $35 in advance, $37.50 day of the show. Table price $37.50 in advance, $39.50 the day of the show. Also presented as part of Summerfest 2014, the Mozart Festival. Friday and Saturday, June 20th and 21st at 7:30. Tickets for those shows, lawn price $30 in advance, $32 day of show. Table price $32 in advance, $34 day of the show. And Little Big Town with Jack Ingram and Sam Hunt perform Friday, June 27th at Cocobooth Amphitheater. It takes a perfect storm to make a great album, an audacious mix of tension and release, passion and calm, love and violence. Hallmarks associated with all true forces of nature, these mighty attributes were exactly what Little Big Town had in their corner as they blew into the studio for their whirlwind recording session that produced their strongest work yet, their aptly titled fifth album, Tornado. Little Big Town has charted 14 songs on the Billboard Hot Country Songs charts, including the group's first number one hit, Pontoon, along with top 10 singles on the country charts in Boondocks, Bring It On Home, and Little White Church. Early this month, the group released its sixth album. Show starts at 7:30. Gates open at 6 p.m. for the ticket information. If you want in the pit, which is standing room only, no chairs or blankets allowed, $35. Tables are $45 and the lawn is $35. Again, that's for Little Big Town on Friday, June 27th at Carrie's Cocobooth Amphitheater. Here are some upcoming concerts at Walnut Creek Amphitheater. And the contact number there is 919-831-6400. June 22nd, it is Tim McGraw, Kip Moore, and Cassady Pope. July 8th, the Goo Goo Dolls, Daughtry, and Plain White Tees. July 15th, Leonard Skinner and Bad Company. July 19th, Lionel Richie and CeeLo Green. July 20th, Kiss and Def Leppard. July 22nd, Monument Tour, Fall Out Boy, and Paramore. July 23rd, it's the Dave Matthews Band. And July 25th, Rascal Flatts, Sheryl Crow, and Gloriana. At the Redham Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh, the scheduled June 12th, Vampire Weekend with Cults. June 25th, Counting Crows with Toad the Wet Sprocket. June 28th, Love and Soul with Norman Brown, Jonathan Butler, Alex Bugnon. And June 29th, it's Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo, also with Rick Springfield. The number to call there is 919-996-8800. July 2014 events at Red Hat Amphitheater. July 8th, The Neighborhood. July 3rd, it's Orr and Philip Phillips. July 14th, The Fray. July 17th, New Edition. And July 23rd, Beck. And July 22nd is Sarah Bareilles. The American Dance Festival is coming up in Germ. That's June 12th through the July 26th. Call 919-684-6402 for more information. Events are held at DPAC and Duke University. Called one of the nation's most important institutions by the New York Times, the American Dance Festival in Durham is a festival for modern dance. It presents the work of established and emerging artists, in addition to workshops, classes, and other outreach projects. Festival for the Eno is coming up July 4th and 5th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day, and it's held at West Point on the Eno Durham City Park. For decades now, people from all ages and walks of life have been coming together on the beautiful banks of the Eno to listen to great music, share local arts and craft work, eat delicious food, and most of all, celebrate the Eno River and watershed and its importance to our community. This year, we are encouraging the community to purchase tickets ahead of time. Early ticket buyers will get a special discounted rate of $15 for one day, $25 for a two-day pass. Youth age 13 to 17 are only $10, and kids under 12 are always free. All proceeds from the event go to protect the Eno River for future generations. The Festival for the Eno is presented annually by the Eno River Association, and features a variety of activities with an environmental or cultural connection to the river. The Eno River Association is committed to the preservation of the nature, culture, and history of the Eno River Basin. Well, keep the kids entertained and your wallet fat this summer with free or low-cost outdoor concerts that are taking place throughout the Triangle. Here's what summer 2014 has in store. In Apex, it's Toasts and Tunes Concert Series. Free concerts for all ages held at Clower Family Vineyards on Saturdays monthly through November. These are outdoor concerts, and wine will be sold by the glass and bottle. No outside alcohol permitted. Feel free to bring lawn chairs and picnics. The Triangle Brass Band with the Triangle Brass Sound Sport Team. Free concert Saturday, June 28th at 7 p.m. at Apex Nature Park Amphitheater on Evans Road. Kickstart your 4th of July week festivities with the Triangle Brass Band as they present an outdoor concert of patriotic and festive tunes to celebrate Independence Day. Bring your chairs, blankets, and picnics and enjoy a summer outdoor evening at the newest music venue. In the community of Minum, Friday Night Music Series, tickets are not needed, but a $5 to $8 donation is requested, and a hat is passed for performers. Minum Front Porch of Chatham County, 950 Minum Road in Minum, invites folks to bring chairs and sit under an open sky to enjoy fine music, food from local vendors, and one another's company on summer evenings from now through September. Please leave pets and alcohol at home. Music plays from 7 to 9 p.m. and shows span genres from gospel, folk, blues, rockabilly, and bluegrass. In Carrboro, after hours early summer, beat the heat Thursday evenings with free music through June 26th, 6:30 to 8:30 on the Weaver Street Market Lawn on East Weaver Street in Carrboro. Jazz and More Brunch. This free outdoor jazz series takes place on Sundays through June 29th, 11 to 1, on the Weaver Street Market Lawn. Take chairs and blankets, purchase a la carte brunch items in the store. In Cary, Downtown Performers Series. Bring a picnic, sit back, relax, and enjoy the fresh air as the best local performers entertain you. All performances are free and take place on the Downtown Performance Green at the corner of Academy Street and Kildare Farm Road across from the Cary Arts Center. Concerts are on June 14th and July 12th and begin at 7 p.m. Starlight Concert Series. Enjoy free concerts at 7 p.m. on select Fridays, July 13th and 27th, June 13th and 27th, and July 11th and 25th, featuring eclectic local and regional groups at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center Garden. Food and lawn chairs are permitted. Please leave pets and alcoholic beverages at home. Call 919-460-4963. The Sertoma Series. Enjoy free outdoor concerts through August at varying times, and Pinecone Series concerts June 14th, July 12th, and August 9th at 6 p.m. Both concert series take place in Bond Park on High House Road at the Sertoma Amphitheater. Call 919-469-4069 for more information about those performances. The 7 o'clock Rock Series. Take time to strut your stuff on the streets of Cary. A block party experience in downtown Cary will find the streets closed off, merchants open late, good food, and the opportunity to enjoy great music with friends and neighbors. Free dance lessons are offered prior to the start of the concert, so you can cut a rug on the street. All performances are free and take place at the intersection of Academy Street and Chatham Street. Artists perform on Friday, June 20th and July 18th and begin at 7 p.m. Wind Down Wednesdays at Waverly Place. Don't miss free concerts and family entertainment on the promenade every Wednesday night through July 30th, 6 to 9 p.m. Coolers are not permitted. Wild Card Wednesday at Cary's Booth Amphitheater. Local artists chosen by Booth Amphitheater's Facebook fans will be featured every Wednesday night in July from 5:30 to 8:30. Each night will highlight a different musical genre, reggae, blues, salsa, and country. Tickets are $5 per show or $20 for all five shows, and children 12 and under are free. Picnics, lawn chairs, cameras, and pets on leashes are allowed, and the venue concession stands will be open. On Friday, July 4th at 7:30 p.m. at the Booth Amphitheater, the North Carolina Symphony will be performing a free Independence Day concert. In Chapel Hill, Carolina ends Fridays on the Front Porch. Enjoy free live music every Friday through October 3rd, 5 to 8 p.m. Food, beer, and wine will be offered. Live and local music and art series at the Plaza at 140 Franklin Street in downtown Chapel Hill. Free concerts will play through June. Most concerts begin at 6 p.m. and last until 9 p.m. Music Makers Roots and Leaves series. Listen to free blues and southern traditional music every Friday night in June at 6 p.m. on the Village Green at Southern Village. Southern Village Sunday Night Outdoor Music Series. Enjoy free Sunday concerts on the Village Green at 6 p.m. through October 13th. To learn more, visit Southern Village's website. In Clayton, the Clayton Town Square Concert Series. Attend free concerts June 18th, July 17th, August 21st, and September 18th from 7 to 9 p.m. in Clayton Town Square on West Main Street. Enjoy merchandise and gift card giveaways along with other surprises. Concerts at the Crossroads in Clayton. Free admission to concerts from 6 to 9 p.m. Upcoming concerts are June 12th, July 10th, August 14th, and September 4th. Beer and wine are available for purchase. The venue is at the corner of Highway 42 East and Buffalo Road, hosted by Flowers Plantation. In Durham, Duke performances to Music in the Gardens. Listen to regional indie rock and folk groups in the Sarah P. Duke Gardens on select Wednesdays through July 31st. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and concerts start at 7 p.m. Chairs and picnics are allowed, $15 tickets for age 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students. The Center Stage at American Tobacco Concert Series. Enjoy free Friday concerts, 6 to 9 p.m. on the American Tobacco Amphitheater, June 12th, June 26th, July 31st, August 14th, August 28th, and September 4th. Picnics and coolers are welcome. No glass. The Streets at South Point's Music on Main. Listen to free concerts featuring adult contemporary, beach, and light jazz music at Cinema Circle across from South Point Cinemas Saturdays through October 4th from 6 to 9 p.m. In Garner, Downtown Sounds. Listen to free live music June 12th and 26th from 6 to 9 p.m. on the back lawn of the Garner Performing Arts Center. Bring chairs or blankets, but coolers and pets are not permitted. On Thursday, July 3rd at Lake Benson Park at 8:30 p.m., the North Carolina Symphony will be performing a free Independence Day concert. Moving on to Hillsboro, Hillsboro Outdoor Music Series. Check on Hillsboro's Weaver Street Market on Churchton Street on Thursdays through June 26, 6 to 8 p.m. for free music on the lawn, weather permitting. Last Fridays in Hillsboro, a different band performs for free on the Weaver Street Market lawn every last Friday of the month through September 26, 6:30 to 8:30. In Holly Springs, Summer at the Springs, free outdoor concerts take place on the second and fourth Fridays, June through August, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Holly Springs Cultural Center. In case of inclement weather, concerts will be moved to the Holly Springs Cultural Center's indoor theater. In Mebane, live music, Clay Street After Work, every third Friday through September, from 7 to 9:30 p.m. on Clay Street. Come early to shop and dine. In Morrisville, we've got the Live in the District music series. Take the family for free music every Thursday from 6 to 8:30 p.m. through October 10th at Park West Village on Market Center Drive in Morrisville. In Raleigh, we've got the Midtown Beach Music Series. Enjoy free music performed by popular beach bands like the Embers, Liquid Pleasure, and the Fantastic Shakers on the Commons at North Hills on Thursdays, 6 to 9 p.m. The Oak City 7, this new concert series, free concert series, by the way, continues every other Thursday through August 21st, 6 to 9:30 p.m. in downtown Raleigh's City Plaza on Fayetteville Street. The concerts feature local and regional bands playing Americana, indie rock, folk rock, and bluegrass music. Food trucks will be present, and local and craft beers will be available. Picnics with no outside alcohol, leashed pets, lawn and tailgating chairs are permitted. All ages are welcome. Pickin' in the Plaza, Raleigh's new bluegrass concert series, features free shows that will complement Oak City 7 and help meet Raleigh's growing demand for live music. All shows start at 5 p.m. and last until 10:30 p.m. in Raleigh's City Plaza on Fayetteville Street. The events feature free live music, local food trucks, and local beers. Events are every Thursday through Labor Day, excluding July 3rd. And in Saxapahaw, Saturdays in Saxapahaw, enjoy free outdoor concerts on Saturdays through August at 6 to 8 p.m. on the Hay Wagon Stage at the Saxapahaw River Mill Farmers Market. No dogs allowed. Grey Gardens the Musical, Friday, June 13th at Clare Hall, St. Francis of Assisi Church in Raleigh. Phone number to call, 919-264-7089. The Southeast Crab Fest is being held in Raleigh, Saturday, June 14th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Pullen Park. For details, call 980-202-1142. The Peak City Pig Fest is Saturday, June 21st from 9 to 11. That's 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Historic Downtown Apex. Third annual KCBS Barbecue Cook-Off and Street Food Festival held in historic Downtown Apex. Street Festival, Beer Garden, and Music. Gareth Asher, and the Earthlings, Monday, June 23rd at 9 p.m. at the Poorhouse Music Hall. That's on South Blunt Street. And you can call there 919-821-1120. And singer Jose James is at the Poorhouse Music Hall in Raleigh on Thursday, June 26th. Again, the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh, 919-821-1120. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. Any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.